Home care, this is Sarah. How can I help you?
Hi, is mom come here? Sarah.
Yeah. I'm here.
This is Rochelle Murphy. Okay. You sent me the documents yesterday to do.
And you did do them, didn't you?
The I-9 form. I filled it out, but I don't know.
So basically, I know it used to be where you just hit like single zero, single one, married one, but now for the dependent, so for any, so when you used to file like married two, instead of saying two, it's $2,000 per dependent. So if you have two dependents, you're going to put $4,000 in that line three. If there's only one dependent, it's $2,000. And if you want to claim like
this
zero dependents,
something about put $500 if you have another dependent or other.
Oh, is that what it is? So it's $2,000 and then $500.
$500 in there, but I couldn't see where to sign. I signed it, but it won't let me.
All right, let me look. I'm sorry.
I think
give
the
me
Monica.
One second.
Okay.
All right. Let's see what we're going. You sent it to Monica?
Yes.
Yeah, hold on. Let me see if she got it. Hold on. Hi. All right. Yeah, she didn't get a chance to review it yet, but it's in there. I see it in there. So she'll reach out to you tomorrow if there's any issues because she's getting ready to leave. She leaves at 3:30. Yeah.
Okay. I think I need another copy of the I-9.
Okay. You can just use that same link where the initial text.
I can't find the link.
I'm sorry.
So, thank you. So, and then I sent my IDs, and I sent
everything and the
my resident.
Yeah.
I need to talk to I think Jasmine to find out if I can start tomorrow.
Find out what?
Tomorrow. I need to start tomorrow.
Well, who's the patient?
Her name is Phyllis Covington.
Yes. Okay. Hold on. Let me see where we're at. Hold on.
All right.
Hi. Yeah. She did speak to your service coordinator. So your service coordinator submitted it with the start of care date for the 29th, which is all well and good. However, we haven't received the authorization yet. There's a second step that has to happen. So PA Health and Wellness, once they receive the information from Diane, they're going to reach out to me to confirm everything, and they haven't done so yet. So I'm going to have my supervisor get on that and make sure that we're going to get the authorization for tomorrow. And as long, okay. Rochelle, you need to be fully compliant before we can add you. So you have to make sure you send in – did you send them your chest X-ray?
Oh, yeah, I got to get that.
Yeah, so make sure you get that in, and everything else it looks like is good. Okay, everything else it looks like you're in for, so I'm going to follow up with PA Health and Wellness, and I will give you a call back, okay?
All right, I'm going to do it right now. Okay.
All right, and I sent you, and I texted you the link for the W4I9 if you want to redo it, okay?
Okay, okay. And then I need to know how to do to clock in and all of that.
I know,
too.
But we can't do that until we have the authorization in the database because we can't put it on HHA until we have that. It won't. There's no data for
all right,
it. So
find the
Yeah, I'll keep you posted. The worst case, as long as you are fully compliant, if we do get the authorization for 1029 start, but we don't get it until like the 30th or the 31st, we can give you a timesheet. As long as you're fully compliant and you send everything in, we can send you a timesheet. So you will get paid as long as the authorization comes in dated for the 29th, as they said it would. Okay.
All right. The 29th is tomorrow, right?
Yeah. So let me do some digging with PA Health and Wellness and make sure everything's going to be in, and I will give you a call back.
Let me get the X-ray. Okay.
Yes.
It's in my messages, okay?
All right, thank you. We'll talk soon, all right?
Thank you. Appreciate it. Bye-bye.
Yep, bye-bye.